Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australian Defence Forces are being sent to the Middle East as violence in Israel and Gaza escalates. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the deployment was a precautionary measure that would support Australians in the region in case the security situation worsens. Mr. Marles told Channel 7 the Australian government is working with 79 people who were trapped in Gaza, but also encouraged others who are in the region to return home as soon as possible.
But if matters do get worse, we want to make sure that we are prepared, and that's why we are deploying these aircraft in this way. But in saying that, the message that we really want to give to Australians who are in the region is if you want to leave, don't rely on this. Take the options that you've got on commercial aircraft and make your departure, because this is a very volatile situation.
There will be 3 aircraft in the area, though the government has not identified where they will be deployed or the exact number of troops that will accompany them. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says it's unable to distribute fuel and life-saving aid to major hospitals in northern Gaza due to a lack of security guarantees. It's called for an immediate ceasefire so health supplies and fuel can be brought into the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is expected to introduce new laws overhauling Australia's defence export controls to Parliament within weeks. It's hoped the laws will help kickstart stalled US congressional consideration of its AUKUS-related legislation. Mr. Albanese and US President Joe Biden will meet to discuss how to keep the nuclear-powered submarine pact moving forward when they meet on Thursday. But Nationals Senator Matt Canavan told Channel 9 Australia shouldn't rely on other nations for support.
I always don't think we can bank on any other nation, ultimately. The US is a good friend of ours, but we do need to take our own security in our own hands. And while obviously we and governments develop the AUKUS program, it's not our only defence asset acquisition. And I'm just concerned the government is cutting back on the tanks they're acquiring. We can't just put all our eggs in the AUKUS basket, because maybe something does happen.
A cruise liner which went ahead with a voyage that would lead to a major COVID-19 outbreak was negligent in its duty of care to passengers, the federal court has found. But a passenger who sought to claim damages for personal injuries and distress as a result of contracting the illness on board has been unsuccessful. 28 people died from COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic. Thousands of women in Iceland have gone on a 24-hour strike over gender inequality. Iceland is regarded as one of the world's most progressive countries in terms of gender equality and has topped the World Economic Forum's Gender Gap Index 14 years in a row. But in some industries and professions, women earn at least 20% less than men, and 40% of women experience gender-based and sexual violence, according to local research. The strike is the first full-day strike since an inaugural women's protest in 1975. And in sport, Australia's 2027 Rugby World Cup will be the first to feature 24 teams. In a historic change, World Rugby has announced it's made several changes to the sports calendar in an effort to take the game to a new era. It's also introduced a Nations League competition, which would eventually offer lower-ranked sides more opportunity to play against top opposition as it seeks to widen its international reach. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.